Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk Live. Welcome to the program. The phones are open. If you want to join us, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Nikki.
We're going to kick things off with a story that I think all three of us had to talk about here tonight. And that is regarding crack pipes.
Of course.
Crack pipes, indeed. Apparently, they are going to be giving crack pipes away to... I'm not sure who. I've not read the story, but Nikki, you've got it. You've got the headline here. What do you want to share?
Biden administration to fund programs that hand out crack pipes to prevent infection and promote racial equity.
Do people get infections a lot from smoking out of, like, used crack pipes or something? Because, I mean, I could understand heroin needles, maybe.
I don't think so. Like, I think they get sores and infections, but I think that's just from, like, picking and scratching and, like, typical crackhead things.
Yeah, but exactly.
Know?
It's not the pipe doing it. So.
Yeah, I don't think. I think the pipe is probably the least of their worries, to be completely honest. But so this article goes on to say the $30 million grant program will distribute funds to nonprofits and local governments to make drug use safer and advance racial equity. I don't know how they're really rationalizing that.
I don't either.
That part is almost insulting.
It sounds pretty racist.
Yeah.
I think what they're suggesting is that some race might use crack more often than another, and I don't know if there's any truth to that whatsoever.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
Three people have done crack, one of which got addicted to see if he could get off of it, and he admitted that on the show, so nobody. And they're all white. So
yeah, there's definitely no shortage of white crack addicts out there. So let's go on, though, with what else they have to say about this.
Included in the grant is money to purchase safe smoking kits and supplies. Spokesperson for HHS said included in these kits could be pipes for users to smoke substances like crack cocaine and crystal methamphetamine. HHS said that these...
Meth is a white drug. And I wouldn't say exclusively, but, like, probably majority. Meth user I've known has been white.
Yeah, and it's not even like you're from New Hampshire where you're, like, only surrounded by white people. Lived in racially diverse areas.
Yeah.
So
I wouldn't say that it's anything but a white drug.
No,
I don't know if you agree and you just didn't say anything about it.
I've never used crack or meth, but I'm aware that convenience stores are sort of... notorious for having these crack pipes for sale.
Yeah, they'll call them different things.
Yeah, they're like the rose glass kit or something like
right
that.
Right next to the poor boys bronze scrubbers now, or copper scrubbers.
Now, Bonnie, you work in a convenience store. I don't think you can call these things crack pipes legally. I don't know if you even sell them there.
We've been looking into it. We were going to have a grab-and-go bag that had poor boy copper... scrubbers, you know what those are? There was a lady that came
like a
in.
Disc scrubber.
Yeah, they use that for something. There was a lady that came in and she's like, "Oh, you guys have poor boys? Can I get two packs?" It was just like, "You're not using that for cleaning, clearly."
Probably
I mean, if you say something
not.
Like
yeah.
that, like, "Oh, you guys have those?" Like, I don't know. It didn't seem like it. And then she's came in and bought multiple packs. So we're like, "We should get a grab bag with rose." Rose vases, what are they called?
I don't know what they actually are called.
They call them like rose something vases.
Yeah,
glass
I know
roses?
That exists.
Glass roses or something.
I guess the idea is that the rose comes in the crack pipe.
Yeah.
And you throw the rose away and then you have
that's so hilarious.
Crack pipe.
I wonder if people have like collections of the roses.
Maybe so.
I wonder if that's what these kits are going to look like from the government, if they're going to be like little fake glass roses.
There was a lady that came in one time and she... said that she bought a poor boy pack. They're supposed to have two in them, and it only came with one, so she wanted a free pack, so we just gave it to her.
The thing I wanted to point out is I'm pretty sure these po' boy or these glass pipes don't cost a lot of money.
No, they can't. It's like $5 or something.
Maybe even less than that.
So this is my theory.
Yeah.
They're trying to, like, get people addicted to drugs. I mean, we already know that the DEA is, like, the biggest drug dealer in America, if not in the world.
Hmm.
So they're just trying to, you know...
Is that the DEA or the CIA?
Both, probably.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's like when your drug dealer, like, gives you a little sample. That's basically what it's like. They're like, here's a crack pipe on the house.
Yeah, I wonder how are they going to be distributing these? Like, what is the plan? To whom will they be giving them on the local area, right? Or is it going to be you can mail in and get a free crack pipe?
Is there a request one?
So there was a thing. If you go to CVS, I don't know if it's like this in every state, but if you go to CVS and you register as a heroin addict or an illicit drug user that shoots up, you can get clean needles at CVS.
Wow.
So they'll actually give you free needles so you don't get hepatitis or AIDS or whatever else. So I'm wondering if it's going to be like that where you can register as a drug user and they'll give you free crack pipes and whatever else.
Now, I want to make sure I'm clear on this. I'm not opposed to the idea of harm reduction. I think that it is a good idea to help people who are in an addicted state to be safer with their addiction. So maybe they'll have a chance to realize they've got a problem, seek out some help, turn their life around. Because if you overdose and you die, you're never going to get to the point of finding some help and maybe having a productive life at some point. So, I mean, I definitely am in support of harm reduction. I feel like, yes, as a libertarian, as a voluntarist, I'm against all of government. I'm against all the state and all of the things that it does generally.
Like paying for people's crack pipes.
But given the choice of war on drugs or buy somebody a needle,
yeah,
I am going to go ahead and say, okay, let's buy the needles. However, this story isn't about ending the war on drugs.
No.
Why would
Kamala Harris do that? She's only put people in jail for drug offenses her whole life.
Joe Biden was one of the authors of the war on drugs. I mean, he's been around forever.
The crime bill, I think, is what you're going to say?
That's one of the things. Yeah, the war on drugs, I think, has been around for longer than that. But, I mean, this guy is an ardent drug warrior, and so is Kamala Harris. And this, whatever the hell it is, I don't know if it's just like an executive decision or if there was a bill that they passed here. If you said it, I didn't catch what it was.
It's a grant program, so I don't know what that would...
If that was a bill
or if it was part of a bill?
Probably just a government... agency that decided to do this.
Yeah.
So they're not rolling back the war on drugs here. They're not saying that, oh, crack is no longer a Schedule 2 or whatever it is. I don't know if it's Schedule 1 or 2 or whatever the scheduling rank is.
But if it's below mushrooms, that's pretty ridiculous.
It's a prohibited... Well, I know cocaine is Schedule 2.
Yeah. Well, either way, they're still going to arrest these people if they're buying drugs, if they're selling drugs.
Well, they'll arrest them for possession of drugs.
Exactly. So it's... They're acting like they're trying to help people, but really you're still going to throw them in a jail cell. So what's the true incentive here for them to do this? It just doesn't really make sense to me.
Well, the federal government won't arrest you for possession of a small amount of
drugs. But the cops will.
The locals will. Unless you're in Oregon,
federal government could end the war on drugs by descheduling everything, so.
That's correct. And, of course, we're not going to expect them to deschedule everything because they just don't work that way. But it's very hypocritical for them to act like they're being compassionate on one hand and say, oh, yeah, we're gonna help you reduce harm by giving you a free crack pipe. But then on the other hand, these people are still at a high risk of being arrested, put in a jail cell, forced into treatment, which does not help. If you're being forced into treatment, all you're doing is you're actually bringing down the people who are there because they chose to go to, like, a group session or whatever, and you're there because some judge threatened you, and you're not the right kind of person for that group.
Well, the first step of treatment is admitting, is wanting it, you know?
That's right.
So if you don't want to get better, you're going to get out of rehab, and you're going to score again. That's just what happens.
But let's talk more about this free crack pipe offer here. You can share your thoughts. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Again, again, convenience store operators have been providing low-cost crack pipes to users for many decades now. So why is this really necessary? Maybe it is to create a registry of drug users and get people hooked on.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and the phones are open. If you want to join the show, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I do want to say thanks to Bonnie, a different Bonnie. I mean, thank you, Bonnie, for everything you do. But this is the Bonnie who's the Free Talk Live supporter via the AMPS program at amps.freetalklive.com. And thank you to Bonnie. I believe it's the same Bonnie that threw the party for Free Talk Live.
I think so too.
Listeners.
Oh, awesome.
At Porcupine Freedom Festival, I think it was this year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so she's a supporter over at AMPS, amps.freetalklive.com. That helps us. And, by the way, she's a gold level, which means she's doing at least $10 a month. So thank you, Bonnie, for supporting AMPS. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. And it's a way for you to help us get Free Talk Live on more great radio stations all around the country. Once again, it's amps.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about crack cocaine. Crack pipes are being distributed, or they will be soon, by the Biden administration. And, Nikki, you've got this story that you're sharing with us about where, I mean, I've never heard that crack pipes are in, like, short supply. They seem to be fairly ubiquitous.
Cheap and not dangerous.
Yeah, shop.
Not dangerous to use the same one over and over. They probably break easily, but it's not something like needles where people are like, oh, people are dying because they don't have a clean crack pipe to use.
Yeah, it's not intravenous drug use.
Well, that's their point, I guess. If you give people crack pipes, then they're not going to shoot up.
People don't shoot up crack, though.
Yeah, they're not just
But I don't think people usually do. But
that's seriously what they're saying?
That's seriously what they say.
But crack pipes have been so cheap. If somebody was doing meth, shooting it up, and then they were like, I could just switch to smoking crack, they would have just done it.
But also, people don't shoot up because it's, you know, because they don't have a crack pipe, right? They shoot up because you get high faster and it's stronger that way. Mm. People are shooting up because they like to, not, if they wanted to be smoking it, they'd be smoking it. You know, it's not hard to get a crack pipe, but it says, handing out pipes is also intended to prompt users to smoke rather than inject themselves with some substances like meth, as injection is far riskier.
Okay.
So, it's just, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Apparently, there is an emerging practice as of 2004 of injecting crack cocaine. So,
somebody on this channel says people do inject cocaine.
Yeah, apparently that's a thing.
Yep. So,
but it's harder to get a needle, by the way, than it is.
Yeah.
To get
crack absolutely.
Pipe. I don't know. I was gonna say, so why wouldn't they just give out needles and it would be safer than them using dirty needles or whatever? But I guess their point is getting people to smoke, but I don't know.
Well, there are needle exchange programs that do exist in a lot of cities, for instance. They have these things. They have clean injection rooms where people can go and they can get a needle and they have to bring their own drugs, but as I understand it, right? I've never been to one of these places, but I've heard they exist. You bring your drugs, they provide you the needle, they provide you a place where you can inject your drugs and not have to worry about the cops rushing in on you or whatever. It's like a safe spot to do that kind of thing. Those exist. And as far as I'm concerned, as long as the war on drugs is raging and destroying people's lives, I support these sorts of harm reduction things. I'm not really against, per se, what they're talking about, but at the same time, it does seem pretty ridiculous and unnecessary because we are talking about crack pipes, which, again, we're not talking about intravenous drug use, and they are available relatively anywhere you go.
Yeah, I mean, I would be impressed if they were just going to make all drugs not illegal. Like, if they would legalize all drugs.
Yeah, they could.
That would be a step in the right direction.
They could take the entire budget from the DEA's enforcement arm or whatever and move that into harm reduction.
Yeah.
That would be tremendous.
Yeah. Like, how about instead of giving away free crack pipes, we release all of the people in jail for selling marijuana?
Yeah, well, let's release anyone who's in jail for selling anything, as long as they didn't put a gun to somebody's head or, you know, rob somebody or do some sort of violent act in the process of being a drug seller. Otherwise, we're just talking about adults doing voluntary things together. That's what the sales of any drug, whether it be crack or marijuana or you fill in the blank.
I think this is just like signaling from the Biden administration, which seems to be basically all they've done. Just signal
what are
that they're trying to help.
Though?
Well, that they're trying to help the war on drugs, but they're not actually doing it. Well, yeah, we know that.
I mean, go ahead.
So other harm reduction supplies that could be purchased with the grant money include testing equipment for sexually transmitted diseases, overdose reversal medication, medication lockboxes, syringes, and substance test kits. The grant program lasts 3 years and included 25 awards to up to $400,000.
So this is a program that would allow, I presume, state agencies or local agencies to apply to get this kind of money? That's what it sounds like.
That's what
me.
It sounds like. It's not entirely clear on what, on who the awards would be going out to, but I'm assuming yes. And then again, it says it's still against the law to sell or distribute drug paraphernalia, including such pipes, unless authorized by state, local, or federal law. So you can't do it, but we can because we're the government.
But we can sell glass roses.
Yeah, exactly, because technically that's not illegal. There were an estimated 100,000...
Right, just to clarify, it's only drug paraphernalia once... If it's marketed as drug paraphernalia or if there's residue on it.
Yeah.
So if you, you know, the classic example is at a head shop, you don't want to buy a bong, you have to buy a water pipe. And that's the difference.
It still wouldn't be marketed that way. So is it also illegal if you just know that the person's going to use it a certain way? Because
If somebody comes in and says, I want one of those water pipes so I can smoke marijuana, that's probably an undercover agent, and you should not sell it to them because that's how they do undercover sting operations on
head shops. Can't be marketed that way.
Can't be marketed.
Can't have residue, and you can't sell it knowing how they're going to use it.
And I'm not a lawyer, but those are definitely my understanding of that situation.
So cities like San Francisco and Seattle have experimented with their own crack pipe kit distribution programs. Others have backed away from such plans. Louisville, Kentucky allowed convenience stores to sell drug kits before later banning them from doing so. So I don't know what the point in that is, letting them do it.
It's so stupid.
I bet there was people like, my kids saw a drug kit at the store. And
it's like Kentucky, too. So, meanwhile, the Justice Department signaled Monday that it may allow safe injection sites to open up across the U.S. Such sites would be safe havens for where drug users could use heroin and other narcotics freely without risking arrest in an environment monitored by health professionals.
Now, who said this? Health and Human Services?
Justice Department.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I guess basically they're saying that you can use there. There'll be nurses or whatever healthcare professionals, and they won't arrest you.
Hmm.
Which I think is a great idea to be able to have places where people can use drugs because they're going to anyways. And it's kind of, I mean, I don't think people should be arrested for using drugs. Period.
I agree.
It's their personal choice. Unless you're robbing people or hurting them or robbing people, like there's no reason.
And the reason why people get robbed in a lot of cases is because the person needs to get money to buy drugs on the black market, because the black market increases the cost of drugs probably by like, you know, tenfold or something like that.
Yeah, probably.
It's way more expensive on the black market than it would be if we actually had the freedom to create and to market these products. We'll continue here in moments about the free crack pipes.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she supports increasing restrictions on members of Congress trading stocks. The Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge, or STOCK Act, bars members and employees of Congress from using non-public information derived from their official positions to inform stock trading. Pelosi had previously resisted a stock trading ban for members of Congress, telling reporters in December 2021 that we're a free market economy. The White House is set to fund a grant program for the Department of Health and Human Services that will hand out crack pipes to addicts. The taxpayer-funded grant will provide money to local governments and nonprofits to distribute smoking kits that include clean pipes and syringes to help make drug use safer. USA Radio News. The Biden administration is putting hundreds of illegal immigrants under house arrest in a test program aimed at slashing costs amid the soaring number of crossings at the U.S.-Mexico border. The home curfew pilot program in Baltimore and Houston would include 100 to 200 single adults in each location. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich says this program will be costing you money.
Yeah, it's obvious that the Biden administration is systematically trying to not only dismantle ICE, but essentially eliminate our entire southern border, and the taxpayers, hardworking middle-class taxpayers, are going to subsidize this progressive left social experiment. And unfortunately, it's going to be all of us are going to pay the cost in increased crime, in increased drug addiction, and really destruction in our inner cities.
Masks will no longer be required inside businesses in New York starting on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live phones open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Here in the studio with you, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie and Nikki.
And Bitcoin.com is a great place to go and learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. You can click Get Started at the top of the page, and then you'll be presented with some information, like some videos that you can watch. That will give you the basics about cryptocurrency, very important stuff to learn. We are now 13 years into this cryptocurrency experiment, and I would go ahead and call it a success. Bitcoin has been the most successful investment in the last decade, and you should learn about it if you haven't taken the time to do so. There are some new ideas that you should get your mind around, and the folks over at Bitcoin.com can help you with that. Just click Get Started at the top of the page, Bitcoin.com. If you're not brand new to crypto, you'll find a lot of useful things on the Bitcoin.com site, including their news site, which is news.bitcoin.com. We're talking about crack pipes and other forms of harm reduction. You know, this is making me feel simultaneously like in two directions, right? Like I'm torn on this. On one hand, I see this as some level of harm reduction, and I support harm reduction. Of course, I'm against the government mandating things in general, against government's existence, but we know it's not going to go away tomorrow, so I'd rather see them do harm reduction than do the war on drugs, but they haven't stopped the war on drugs.
Would you be against it altogether if you found out that they're giving these away, but the taxpayers paying more money than the crack pipe users would spend if they were just buying crack pipes?
Oh, there's no doubt that these crack pipes are going to probably cost five times what a normal crack pipe
would
cost.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I don't even feel like it's really effective harm reduction. The free market could do it probably better.
Well,
so I'm just against it altogether.
The state probably, the government gang probably isn't the provider of the crack pipes. They're just providing grants to local agencies, likely, who are applying for the grants, and then presumably they would get a better deal on it.
Through taxpayer money.
So what is it, like $20 million it said? $30 million.
That's the total amount available? Is that right?
Yeah. It's a lot of crack pipes.
Well, they're going to be doing other things with it.
Yeah,
as,
they
as
said
you
that they're
here.
Going to be giving Narcan and stuff and
condoms, syringes, safe sex kits.
Isn't it the federal government that makes Narcan? I don't know if it's like scheduled, but it's to where it can't just be over the counter.
I believe you're right.
I didn't know about that because I know a lot of people who carry Narcan on them. So
it is
I know
legal
you can
to do that
get
in
it.
New Hampshire. So New Hampshire had to pass a statute to specifically exempt Narcan from drug prohibition. So, yes, in New Hampshire, and I think maybe Massachusetts.
Oh, definitely in Massachusetts.
There's some states have done this. I don't know in what percentage of the states, but up here it is a thing where you can just go into CVS or whatever and you can just get it over the counter.
Well, and it makes sense because you can't get high off of it. And it's literally just a life-saving drug for people overdosing on opiates.
So this is just a situation of the government breaking someone's legs and handing them a Narcan of whatever.
Basically, crutches.
Crutches,
yeah basically.
Is there more that we need to know about this?
Just should have never been illegal for people to go buy at CVS.
No doubt.
Yeah, I think so, too. A little bit. It's kind of just going back and forth on how, like, some people are for it and some people are against it. Mainly like Republican senators are against it. Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas said, "Is this a cruel joke? Drug overdose deaths are at their highest recorded levels. The Biden administration should focus on stopping traffickers instead of creating more demand for their product."
No, that's not the answer either. And it's just so sad that, you know, when you look at a headline like this, you think, oh, hey, maybe there's going to be some more compassion towards drug users. Oh, you know, maybe we're moving in the right direction towards, you know, a more sane drug policy, which would be to say, not have one at all, but of course you can't expect that from the state. So moving towards harm reduction would be more sane. Moving towards even forced treatment would be more sane than putting people in jail. I'm against that, but it's still better than throwing somebody in a cage.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was having this conversation with somebody the other day, where the government will try to like run in and act like they care about drug users, but then on the other hand, treat them like they're subhuman, and that you know. So it just, to me, it's not good enough.
No, this is just another way for the state to spend money without actually reducing the war on drugs. So they're actually increasing the total amount that they're spending here. And I think it was Stephen Ellis in our YouTube chat who points that out. He says they could just end the war on drugs, but that would take money away from government. So they got the war on drugs going full bore at whatever billions of dollars per year they're spending at the federal level and, you know, all the state levels on that. I don't know what that number
failure.
Is. Yeah, it continues to be a failure. It will never be a success because you cannot arrest your way out of the drug problem.
Yeah, and the drugs are winning the war on drugs.
They won years ago.
I mean, and it's just getting more and more people are using drugs and more people are overdosing, and the issue is just getting worse.
Well, yeah, guess what? As you start locking people up inside their own homes and you give them no social life, you take them away from all the things that they were used to, people who had drug problems before are going to relapse.
Yeah.
They're gonna go back to using the product of their choice. And other people might go ahead and develop a drug problem because they're depressed and they're upset because they can't go out and hang out with their friends or do the things that they used to go and do. We've definitely seen an increase in drug abuse in the last 2 years since the COVID lockdowns.
And speaking of taking people away from things they're used to, things like crack, cocaine, and meth, and even just like cocaine became popularly used just because actually good drugs were made illegal. Like psychedelics.
Yeah, that's another important point, is that the war on drugs has actually driven harder drug use, the creation of harder drugs. Crack itself
was created because of the war on drugs. There's a good chance, because remember, it's just a freebase form of cocaine.
Yeah.
So for listeners that don't know.
Yeah, it's just cheaper.
What that, well, is it cheaper?
It is cheaper, yes.
Okay, so I've never bought either of those
things.
It's made
with baking soda, or like, or maybe baking powder.
Yeah.
So it's like half and half.
Yeah, they like cook it or something. I'm not exactly sure how to make crack, but.
Freebase is a form of cocaine that you don't snort, you smoke it. That's what a freebase, as I understand it, is. So, you know, the traditional use of cocaine is insufflation. You snort it. Crack cocaine is I guess it's a crazier high or whatever. It's because it's more of like a concentrated
stronger.
Thing. Which is why I'm confused that cocaine would be more expensive, because I always figured crack was like
because
more
cocaine is all cocaine, and then
crack
is
cut.
Cut, yeah.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Cut and cooked, but somehow, I don't. From what I hear from people, they speak like it's stronger.
Yeah, I've always thought that too.
And it might, that just might have to be because, you know, you're smoking it or whatever. I don't know.
The
three of us are not experts on this.
Yeah, we're just speculating.
But the reality is, crack became a thing in the 1980s because the war on drugs was cracking down on cocaine, and crack sort of rose up in that time to create this cheaper, crazier, more smokable, you know, experience for people. And the same thing was true with the alcohol prohibition. When alcohol prohibition came into play, people stopped using beer and they started using the more concentrated forms of alcohol. People, you know, if you're going to be a smuggler and you're going to smuggle a truckload of product, you want that truckload to bring you as much money as it possibly can. So why would you want to fill it with beer, which might only be, you know, 5% alcohol, when you could fill it with
a whole bunch of bottles.
Right. When you could fill it with, you know, tequila or some other kind of hard liquor that all the liquid takes up the same amount of space, but the harder stuff is going to sell better because that's what people want. Because that makes more sense as far as if you've got a limited amount of space to do trafficking. And so the war on drugs, like the war on alcohol before it, has the similar results where everything goes underground, it gets more dangerous, it gets crazier, and the drugs keep getting crazier. In fact, Bonnie, you and I were reading a book by Terrence McKenna, and they kind of addressed this and said, you know, he predicted in the 1990s that drugs were going to get even crazier, that there's going to be these synthetics that come out, and then you get, well, then I was thinking more of like the synthetic stuff that comes out of
weed.
China. Yeah, like the synthetic quote-unquote weed, that some of that stuff is crazy. It's not weed in any way, shape, or form. There's more coming up here. And you can share your thoughts. 603-283-61.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets, and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. What do you want to talk about? The crack pipes that are in the news. You don't hear a lot about crack pipes these days, but they're talking about it now with a $30 million roughly program by the Department of Health and Human Services that I guess local organizations can apply for. So maybe that's governments, maybe that's like, you know, community-based organizations is what they're saying here at Newsweek.com in their story, why the Biden administration is handing out free crack pipes. With you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And don't forget you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And we do have a social media site. We run the thing. It's not operated by some big media company or big tech company, which means that you have more freedom to speak over at social.freetalklive.com. That's social.freetalklive.com. And so, once again here, just an interesting detail. It's apparently a 75-page application. So if you want this grant as a local organization that wants to, you know, hand out needles or crack pipes or whatever stuff that this might pay for, 75 pages is what you have to fill out.
That's worth some food stamps, I think.
I guess. I never applied for food stamps.
I've never applied either, I don't think.
I suspect it's way worse than that, yeah. The quote, the purpose of the program is to support community-based overdose prevention programs, syringe services programs, and other harm reduction services, said the document. And again, $30 million. What is the DEA's budget? That's what I want to know, because...
It's a great question.
Yeah. Let's see if we can find
out.
A
lot more than $30 million.
The fiscal year 2022 budget request for the DEA totals $2.4 billion.
What a waste of money.
Yeah.
Well, they should just, I don't know, I was going to say they should just pay for it with all the crypto they just stole the other day, but they should not.
Yeah, we haven't talked about that story on Free Talk Live.
I could pull up a story about it, but I didn't have one, I just watched a video, but I could pull up a story if you want.
There was something like $3 to $4 billion worth of cryptocurrency that they stole from some people.
120,000 Bitcoins. And it was yesterday that they broke the news. I think it was yesterday, right, that I was watching that video.
I guess they were alleging that this couple, I guess, was involved in hacking the Bitfinex exchange back in 2016, so several years ago. And I think at the time there were, I don't know how many thousands of Bitcoin stolen, presumably 120, at least 1,000. And at the time, it was worth a fraction of what it is worth today. And now they're bringing these people up on some, I don't know if it's hacking charges or what it is that they're looking at. I haven't seen the indictment, so I don't know a whole lot about it. But it's apparently a record seizure. This is the largest amount of probably
money,
not just Bitcoins,
ever.
But yeah money
just
in
a
general.
Bitcoin thing.
Oh my
gosh. That the federal government has seized.
Yeah, I watched a video that the Justice Department put on YouTube yesterday. One of our listeners, Rob Burt, sent it to me. Of them bragging about it, they were saying this is the largest seizure ever made by the United States.
Ugh, they're so disgusting. What do you think they do with that money?
Well, if it was actually stolen from Bitfinex, which is, a global Bitcoin exchange, then presumably it should go back to, Bitfinex.
I doubt that's what they're going to do.
Yeah, I wonder if that's what they would actually do, though.
They just got 120 Bitcoins. And if anything, what
it's
if they just...
120,000.
Sorry, 120,000 Bitcoins.
Yeah.
What if they just give them the amount of money that's worth and keep the Bitcoins? That would be evil.
You mean give them the amount of money it was worth at the time?
No,
or?
Well, that too. They might do something like that. But what if they just give them $3.4 billion, I think it was.
And keep the Bitcoins?
And keep the Bitcoins. That would be really bad.
That's not how they tend to do things. What they'll do, because the federal government doesn't understand or value Bitcoins, so they want to convert them.
I think that
them.
They do. They don't want us to know.
Okay, well then publicly what they do is they convert them to cash by selling them at auction. So when the Silk Road was raided, and they took a large amount of Bitcoins in the Silk Road raid, then once they got the conviction, because they can't do anything until they get the conviction, but once they got the conviction and Ross Ulbricht was sent to prison for the rest of his life for running a website, they then auctioned to the highest bidder the Bitcoins that came from
the Silk
Road.
Well, I wonder if they would do the same thing now that they realize Bitcoin is what is destroying them, like Hillary Clinton had admitted it. Mm-hmm. I wonder if they would just give it back to the people.
I don't think they're going to give it back.
Give it back in an auction. I wonder if they would do that again, or if they're going to be like, you know what, we're keeping the Bitcoins.
What's crazy to me is that people can't connect that when the government steals money from alleged criminals and then just keeps it for themselves or, auctions Bitcoin and things like that. How do people not see that and just understand that that doesn't make any sense? Like, that's just wrong.
The main thing that this whole story has made me think immediately, like, as soon as I started watching the video of the... It was basically, like, I forget the lady's name. She looks like such a man. And she's in the Justice Department. She's, like, the speaker for them.
Okay.
It just reminded me of those videos of cops with, like, a bunch of weed pipes on a table.
Yeah.
Like, we stole this, but, there was no Bitcoins to be seen in the video, just her talking about it. The main thing that I started thinking was just, like, these people were smart enough to rob Bitfinex, to hack Bitfinex, and steal 120 Bitcoins, but they didn't
120,000.
Sorry, 120,000. I don't know why I keep saying that. But 120,000 Bitcoins, but they're not smart enough to turn it into Monero. They put it into...
That's a great point.
They put it into...
Maybe they're maximalists.
Maybe.
For listeners that don't know,
you can turn it into Monero, then turn it back into Bitcoin.
A Bitcoin maximalist is somebody who is, they believe that Bitcoin is the one true cryptocurrency, that all other cryptocurrencies are inferior, and that all other cryptocurrencies will never succeed, that only Bitcoin is the true way to go.
But if you just stole a bunch of Bitcoin and the addresses are publicly viewable, just leaving it in there is stupid instead of just turning it into, I don't want to give stealers any ideas, but I'm pretty sure most people know to do that.
I do like your point, though, that it would make sense to convert it into some sort of legit privacy coin, but some people, maybe these women didn't realize that Bitcoin is traceable. For a while, people didn't think that Bitcoin was traceable.
But, I would never put the average person down for not knowing that, but somebody who hacked Bitfinex and is like a master hacker and holds 120,000, you don't want to learn about it, like the basic, things about it.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy. I feel like it's unbelievable, and I could totally see it being some kind of just fake thing that happened so the government ends up with 120,000 Bitcoins.
Yeah, I do have the story here in case you want to talk about it a little bit. It's from the BBC that the stolen Bitcoin worth more than $4 billion U.S. dollars has been taken by the Department of Justice. They charged two people Tuesday with attempting to launder the money stolen by a hacker who breached a cryptocurrency platform in 2016. The hacker allegedly made off with nearly 120,000 Bitcoin. At the time, was only valued at $71 million and is now $5 billion worth of Bitcoin. About 94,000 Bitcoin of those 120,000 have been recovered. The assistant attorney general said the seizure was proof the government, quote, will not allow cryptocurrency to be a safe haven for money laundering or a zone of lawlessness within our financial system.
So they got caught because they tried to move it?
Apparently, the money moved around quite a bit, and people have been watching it, right? Because
yeah.
Bitcoin is public as far as the transactions are concerned, and the coins allegedly ended up in the wallets run by this person, Ilya Lichtenstein.
I remember how it happened. They saved their private keys on their computer in some type of storage thing that was on the cloud. So that's how the government
got
it.
So they just uploaded their keys to, like, Apple computer or something like that, or Microsoft. Because, like, when you say the cloud,
yeah.
that just means a server on the internet somewhere.
I think it was something like that. It might have not been the cloud, but, you know, they did something like that.
Well, I believe I heard the same story as you did on that one, Bonnie, but they didn't identify which cloud they were talking about. And there's really only so many of these services that are commonly used by people, and Google's one of them.
Apple.
So, like, Google Documents, that's the cloud run by Google. Apple's got their own thing, right? So when you take pictures on your iPhone or whatever, Apple's probably sending those up to their cloud. They're scanning them for child pornography now, for instance.
But I do realize something that I was saying must have been wrong then. So the hacker isn't the same as these two women that got caught.
We don't know. At least I don't know. I have not read the complaint. The complaint alleges that Ilya Lichtenstein, who's 34 out of New York, and his wife Heather Morgan, 31, laundered about 25,000 of the stolen Bitcoin through various accounts over the past 5 years and used various methods to cover their tracks, from fake identities to converting their Bitcoin into other digital currencies. We'll continue here, and you can share your thoughts with us. The number is 603-283-6160. And then coming up, back into the COVID culture news here about dating in the COVID world.
Oh, God.
And so we'll get into that coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160. It's about as pathetic as you're thinking it's going to be.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.